Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Summertime at Rehoboth Beach means a lot of things. A stroll on the boardwalk, a day enjoying the surf and sand, and the chance to see dozens of free concerts at the city's bandstand. To find out more about this summer's shows, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny spoke to Rehoboth Bandstand Director Corey Grohl on this edition of Arts Playlist.
So this is something that Rehoboth Beach has done for quite a while, right?
It is. It's been going on since 1963 in various forms. It started as free shows, just what we called on the green, which was just in the like on a lawn in front of Rehoboth. And then it kind of transitioned to a backdrop of the bandstand with the water behind it. It was kind of reversed as it is now, and that remained until about 2004, 2005. It was a concrete structure. Most people kind of remember that specifically. It's on old postcards, which is really cool to see. And then around that time when we did the streetscape and we redid the whole avenue, the bandstand was turned around so the audience has a clear view of the band and the ocean behind it, and it creates a picturesque view of everything that we have going on in Rehoboth Beach.
There is a huge lineup of concerts coming up this summer, and one thing that stood out to me is the large number of tribute acts, both tributes to individual bands and artists, but also to particular styles and decades of music. I know tribute acts are generally pretty popular. Tell me about some of the tribute acts and the artists that'll be coming this summer.
Yeah, so tribute acts really attract a big crowd. And the uniqueness of the venue that we have is that since it's absolutely free performances, we don't always have people coming in specifically to town just for that show because they didn't buy tickets. So they'll either come or go and decide maybe that day if they decide that's what they want to do. But tribute acts have the unique benefit of if you're walking by and you recognize that style of music or that entire group that you've grown up listening to and you want to hear more from them, that will pull those people in. A little different than like original acts. We'd love to have original acts as well. But if you don't know what that is and you're visiting from another state and you've got other things to do, it might not pull you in the same capacity. So we found that tribute acts and oldies and classic rock are the things that really attract the people. So if you recognize the music is when you come in. So of course, you know, the tribute bands or the tribute individuals, or even the genre style, like if it's the British invasion style, and that really brings in a lot of the crowd. And that's kind of what we're looking for. Because like we said, we don't take any tickets for what we have, and they're free for everyone to enjoy. And we want to bring as many people as we can. We've got things like Elton John, and we've got even Pink Floyd tribute coming in with a laser show. We've got a Boston Styx tribute that comes through, Simon and Garfunkel. We've got even Neil Young. So we've even got an Eagles tribute that comes through at the end of the year. So Beach Boys and all those other things are wonderful acts that everybody can recognize, sing along to, and the whole family can enjoy because it's all family friendly stuff. And that's really the purpose of why we do this for everyone, to give them something absolutely free while they're in town in Rehoboth. And it's more to enjoy.
This is something that really stood out to me as well. A lot of musical ensembles from various military bands, the Air Force Band, the U.S. Army Field Band. And I also want to mention for listeners, this is not just everybody's favorite John Philip Sousa marches. There's a lot of musical diversity in what these military bands have to offer, right?
Absolutely. So the job of the military bands isn't just to perform patriotic music. And these are absolutely professional musicians that come out and do these kinds of things. Of course, we do have the concert bands, we have the jazz bands and all the things. So they have almost every major military group has some genre covered so that everybody gets the enjoyment of an absolutely professional group. And we get to say, hey, that those are our soldiers. We're a Veterans Memorial Bandstand is really what the true name of the bandstand is. And that's why we have the Veterans Memorial in the back. So we always make it a huge priority to make sure that we have a number of military acts that come through and have their opportunity to present what they do. And we're very lucky based on the location that we are, because we get some official groups from Washington, D.C., and they may play for the president one day, and then they're going to come and play for us absolutely free the next night. And they're going to enjoy a beach weekend at the same time. And we have that capability because we're so close to them, where other venues in other states might not have that opportunity. So we're very, very grateful and thankful that every time they want to perform, they reach out first, and we make arrangements to absolutely bring them in.
How many concerts are on the bill this summer?
We have about 40 concerts. We start about mid-June and we continue all the way through Labor Day.
This is such an enormous undertaking to schedule a series of 40-plus concerts. What kind of planning goes into this, and how complicated is it to get something scheduled for every slot when you're dealing with bands that may have conflicting tour schedules?
Well, that really is the challenge. So I've started earlier and earlier as time has gone on, because I think our repertoire has gotten better and better over the years. And in doing so, we're looking for bigger and better groups. You know, the budget goes up, we decide what we want to do, and we say, hey, look, we can bring these groups in, and we're doing what we want to do, which is bring people into Rehoboth. That's the main goal. We want to bring people in so that everybody benefits, not just the audience, but the businesses and the community say, hey, this is a great thing that we have. And hopefully the people that are there will venture out and they'll make purchases, they'll go to restaurants, and they'll enjoy their time while they're in Rehoboth. So we have we start booking around, you know, August, September for the next year. And the goal is to get as many booked as possible by, you know, February or March, when we have to start printing our schedules and putting things together. But it's a bit of an undertaking, but it's something that we've kind of crafted over time, and we work tirelessly, really, just to make sure that we're getting the acts that we would like to get. I try not to duplicate acts on a weekend, as far as, you know, if you got a group doing classic rock on a Friday, you're not going to see that on a Saturday. You may see something completely different on a Saturday, and that's kind of the goal. The tribute acts, as you mentioned, very, very rarely do I have them backed up together. There's usually one tribute act per weekend, unless it just didn't fit. And that's kind of, we'd rather have the group that people are going to enjoy than just try to fit a mold. If that's the way it is, that's the way it's going to be. But we try to just have one tribute act per weekend, if that's the case, and it pretty much fits. We've got about 30% tribute acts, which is, you know, essentially one of the 3 days of the weekend is essentially how that works. And then we fit in some other ones and try to get every genre by the end, if we can. We try. You know, a little bit of country, a little bit of blues, a little bit of, you know, military, and whatever fits. We've got 60s, we've got 70s, we've got 80s. So we've got groups that cover everything. And it just depends. Whenever you want to come out, hopefully it's going to be something new and something you're going to enjoy and come on back for.
I'm thinking about this series of concerts, looking at some of the acts that are performing, and something that occurs to me is just the logistical challenge of things like lighting and amps and instruments and power and sometimes even chairs and music stands. And what's going on behind the scenes to get those shows set up, sometimes on a back-to-back, a Friday and then a completely different stage for a Saturday?
Yeah, so that's what's kind of unique about the stage. It is a concrete block while there's no performances, and it looks like a good gazebo style area. And then when the show happens, the goal is to make it look like an actual stage. And we do have the lights and everything set up, and the amps and the sound equipment and everything else. I'd love to say it's a glamorous process. I'm the only city employee that works in order to do that. Myself and my sound man are really the only ones that are putting the whole thing together. So between the two of us, we've kind of figured out what we need to do, and we'll put the full production together. So we'll get there around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, start moving things up, start connecting everything, and you know, adjusting all the lights and talking to the group and getting them situated where they want to go. And we run the show, break it all down, and we do it again the next day. And then when we clean up, we're right back to a concrete stage.
What is the economic benefit to the businesses around the area? Surely they get to see extra customers coming through the door as well.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And one of our biggest arguments is that, hey, people have left their blankets, left their personal materials on the benches, and they've gone off, and they'll come back at the end of, you know, the waiting period. What they're doing is they're leaving and they're going shopping. They're going to eat. They're spending time in Rehoboth. They're going and spending money and doing something somewhere. So we assume that they're helping some business somewhere in Rehoboth. The ones directly in the vicinity, I think, might benefit the most. You know, whether you've got some French fries, or you get some pizza, or you know, get some ice cream, all of that stuff is right there. It's right there, readily available, and we're presenting hopefully 1,500 to 2,000 people right in front of your door, and we're hoping that the businesses are taking advantage of that because it's something to plan for. We're giving them a blueprint of, hey, here's when the shows are. Do as you need to, and we hope that you benefit from everything that we're bringing in, and we try to work with them that way.
Finally, for people who have never been to a concert at the bandstand before, what are some of your kind of pro tips in terms of parking or anything else people need to know to make the experience as easy and as enjoyable as possible?
Yeah, so the goal is to enjoy the whole town. So we encourage you to come in whenever you feel like it's comfortable for you. The dark bus is incredibly inexpensive. It drops you off directly at the bandstand. And those that start taking advantage of that realize, hey, this is pretty easy. And you can park at multiple locations up and down Route 1. They will get into Rehoboth in 15 minutes, where it might take you an hour to get there. That's a wonderful way to do it. There are some side streets that stop doing meters around 5 o'clock or so, and they're only a few blocks off. Or, if you want to come in for the day and spend the whole day, hey, don't worry, we've got the entertainment at the end of the night for you. So, whatever you're spending on using up the meters that day, we've got you covered for the ticket prices, nothing else you'd have to do. So, that's kind of the goal if we can get you in, we want you to stay, we want you to enjoy it, and we want it to be a comfortable experience. So we feel like there's good options for people to come in.
Thanks to Rehoboth Bandstand Director Corey Grohl for joining our Martin Matheny on Arts Playlist. To learn more about this summer's concerts, visit rehobothbandstand.com. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn about an award-winning sports documentary produced by Delaware State University students. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.